In contrast to the discreet avoidance of movement practiced by ourselves and the ships surrounding us was the activity at the head of the line, where, ever since a few minutes after the first explosion, efforts had been made to take Vehement in tow. The captain of Telemachus had taken his ship close enough to Vehement to pass a line, and a rope had been secured, but towing would have to be stern first, as Vehement's bows were missing and the whole of her forepart was submerged. This operation, hampered by the dark, took some time to complete, and the rescue boats had to continue their search until the last survivors had been picked up. Consequently, it was not until about 2 o'clock that a signal was passed from ship to ship, and the flotilla reformed in line ahead and steamed slowly from that scene of the disaster. It was a hesitant and wavering passage that I recorded in the deck log, for towing was a slow and difficult job. This was perhaps the worst part of the night's experience, for we were now underway again, and it was not for another hour or more that we could feel tolerably sure that we were clear of the minefield. Dawn found us still inside enemy waters, and the flotilla was open to attack under adverse conditions with a crippled member to protect. Wireless signal picked up during the past hour or two indicated that enemy ships were searching for us, and it appeared that a scouting airship had spotted us about this time. Towing became increasingly difficult as Vehement's bulkheads showed signs of weakening, and the decision to sink her was inevitable if the rest of the flotilla was to be preserved. So shortly after dawn had broken, we stopped once more while Telemachus towed Vehement to a point 4 or 5 cables clear on the port side. Then she let slip her towing wire.